This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Beauty and Plastic Surgery Information channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with world-renowned RN, Rand Rusher. Not only is he the founder of RR Aesthetics in Beverly Hills, California, and the star of the hit reality show Pretty Hurts, but he has achieved certification by several international pharmaceutical companies for his experience and skillful injection techniques, and provides training in injectable techniques to other RNs and doctors around the world. Today, Rand is here to talk about finding the right Botox injector. Rand, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You are more than welcome. So for starters, what are the benefits to selecting the right injector?
Well, there are several benefits to finding the right injector. I mean, you want to find someone that's hopefully knowledgeable, someone who sees patients every day, if possible. And you want to see someone who does this full-time, just not a few times a month. You know, someone who's involved with their patients, and someone who's a specialist at the art of injecting. A good injector is someone that can get the same results a lot of time using less of the product. But probably the most important thing to keep in mind is safety. And an experienced injector will always talk about safety and the side effects of a product. So.
And what are the key things to keep in mind when selecting a Botox injector?
Well, some of the things you want to keep in mind is if it's an RN or an MD or a PA or a nurse practitioner, experience matters. You want to kind of ask them how long they've been injecting. Do they inject all the products that are on the market? Do they have their favorites? A lot of times with nurses now, for instance, we have a certification for aesthetic nurse specialist. So just like myself, I had to take a class, a practicum, and then we even go for an exam to get the certification. So asking someone if they continue in their education, like personally I'm a trainer for Allergan and Galderma, two of the biggest pharmaceutical companies in the world. So, you know, I go to these different conferences. I keep up with what the current thing is and the newest and latest techniques. So a lot of times when you find someone that's what they do for a living, they're usually better at it.
And when considering Botox injections, what are the most important steps here?
Well, ask yourself, why do you want Botox? And what kind of results are you looking for? You know, a lot of times they're age dependent. You want to make sure that you have real true expectations that can be met. It's kind of important to why do you want it, and also doing some research as to what can and cannot be done with it. I think that's kind of some important things to consider when injecting Botox.
Great information. Today we are with Rand Rusher, the founder of RR Aesthetics in Beverly Hills, California, and the star of the hit reality show Pretty Hurts, here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Plastic Surgery Information channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Rand, how have patients been affected by not carefully selecting the right injector for Botox?
Well, you always kind of want to get the best results, but sometimes things do happen. I think to keep in mind is that how the injector handles a problem. You know, you want someone that's going to be there during the good times and the bad times. You know, this is very important. You don't want someone that's just going to cookie cutter. You know, a lot of people do the same kind of Botox the same way for everyone, and no one's face is exactly the same. So you want someone that's going to look at what you do to kind of avoid some of the issues that can happen with Botox. You know, Botox has been around for close to 30 years and FDA approved for many years for cosmetic purposes. So it's really a tried and true product, and there's really not that many problems with it. And also the problems usually are self-limiting, meaning that it will go away and they will reverse. So I really think it's important to find someone that, you know, understands that and you, and will be there when something does or if it ever happens.
Lastly, what is so special about Botox, and why is this wrinkle resolver becoming more and more popular today?
Well, I think that's kind of going back to what I just said. You know, it's temporary. So you can certainly try it out to see if you like it. If you do like it, you have it done again. If you don't like it, it goes away. The side effects are very minimal, and there's certainly much less risk with Botox than there is surgery. And Botox works, pure and simple. And in the hands of an expert injector, it can take really years off your appearance.
Well, if you would tell us where our listeners could get more information about RR Aesthetics online and how they could be in potential contact with you as well.
Well, you can either look up randrusher.com or you can go to rraesthetics.com. And we are in Beverly Hills, California. Our number is 310-275-7263. But find us online, and we'll be glad to hear from you.
Well, Rand, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio, and thank you so much for this valuable information.
Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Likewise, we've been speaking with Rand Rusher, the founder of RR Aesthetics in Beverly Hills, California, and the star of the hit reality show Pretty Hurts. And once again, the website of reference is rraesthetics.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.